the American church really is gay.
Are you asking me out on a date?
Effeminate.
The Bible appears more to whisper when it comes to sexual sin.
Shallow.
I said, I want the African-American seven.
And full of cowardly leaders.
Are we going to keep bickering over secondary issues?
America desperately needs to return to the Father. Either we fall on the rock and are broken, or we fall on the ground and are crushed under that rock. To fall on top of the rock and be broken is exactly the condition in which God brings reformation and revival. So which way is it, prodigal America? Are you coming home to the Father? Join us this Reformation Day in Fort Worth, Texas, October 31st through November 2nd at Will Rogers Event Center, just days before our presidential election. And join with the thousands of us for the blessing of gathering together with God's people and celebrating God's goodness with beer and psalms. Hear from speakers such as Dr. James White, Pastor Toby Sumner, Pastor Doug Wilson, Dr. George Grant, Gaben Knox, Steve Dace, and more. Don't forget our Business Makers Conference, Jumpy Castles for the kiddos, after parties, single events, the pastor's luncheon, the business leader's luncheon, and many more surprises coming. America has squandered her inheritance far too long. It's time she repents and returns home to her Father. Fight, Laugh, Feast presents Prodigal America.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit to make America so make America what it is.
Great again.
let me help you, Joe.
That is so good. Hey, y'all, welcome to Cross Politics on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. If you have already missed our live show, we actually streamed live on Saturday. We missed Pastor Toby. We went through kind of in real time a lot of the information that was coming out. And so hopefully this show will kind of...
About what?
About Trump's attempted assassination. No. Let's see, how did the Babylon Bee put it? Trump indicted for inciting assassination attempt on himself. It almost sounds like a real...
Oh my gracious.
Babylon Bee. CNN said it was clumsy Trump hits his head on a bullet.
What? No.
That's Babylon Bee. That's not real.
The one I liked that Elon Musk shared, I don't know where it was from, but it, you know, has like live CNN breaking news, and then it has this picture of Julius Caesar surrounded by the Senate, and it says Caesar injured in group hug.
That is so good.
That was pretty remarkable. I was in California celebrating Uncle Bill and Aunt Linda's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh my.
They've been supporters of the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Bill and Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
And we saw the like initial reports, and some of those headlines were, I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Trump escorted fell. After he fell down on stage.
Yeah.
Popping noises.
Yep.
It
was incredible. Because we were processing this real time and watching it. But Twitter, even though there's maybe some misinformation or people not getting some of their facts right,
sure,
Twitter was way more accurate than mainstream media.
I just did the search for Caesar injured in group hug on Google. Got nothing.
Yeah.
Do it on X. I've got news.
Wow.
Fake headlines. It's
Babylon Bee released one other heading that I think applies to here. It says FBI, this is Babylon Bee headline, FBI wonders if they've been investigating the wrong people this whole time.
That's funny.
That's real.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It's like when the irony piles up on top of the irony, and then you run back around and you're like, wait a second.
That's true.
That was true. But it's a joke. It's a joke because they're not really. They're not really doing it. God the Father is waiting and looking down the road for all his prodigal sons to return. Will prodigal America return to the Father in repentance, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, or will we fall to our own destruction and become a pillar of salt as a memorial for other nations? Join us on Reformation Weekend this year, 2024, October 31st through November 2nd. That's right before Election Day
in
Fort Worth, Texas, for the annual Fight, Laugh, Feast Prodigal America Conference. You'll spend the weekend hearing from speakers like George Grant, Dusty Devers, Steve Dace, James White, Doug Wilson, and more. Of course, Cross Politics crew will be there. We'll do a live a show on Saturday afternoon. Of course, we'll be singing psalms. We're going to be feasting together. There's lots of fellowship times. Bring your whole family. Bring everybody from your church. ProdigalAmerica.com. Register today.
The most iconic Trump pick picture was his mugshot. And then now.
Yeah, right. Was.
Right. Now his most iconic picture is him throwing his fist up in the air.
Yeah. Fight.
It's incredible. I have so many thoughts. I haven't put them all together.
I just think about the providence of God in all this. I mean, this is one of those moments where you just, and Trump hit this in his own statement following.
Yeah.
He says God alone is the one who prevented the unthinkable from happening.
Right.
And I mean, this is a moment to be praying that, like, that he really would be thinking about, it was God.
Mm-hmm.
It was God that saved your life. I mean, you think about a bullet. I mean, you see the shot where you can see the bullet
the air stream behind it, or whatever,
jet stream of the bullets, grazing his ear. I think you've got this slide, Neil, of just the tilt of his head.
With the brain, I mean, how much?
I mean, we're talking about an inch.
Yeah.
Half an inch, whatever. Or it's his brain.
Yeah.
Somebody else mentioned wind gusts. Neil, you probably were looking at this.
Yeah.
Wasn't there some breeze on that day?
I saw one tweet where he said, the shooter had some wind factor in it, but I never verified that.
But we serve the God of the wind.
Yeah.
You know, we serve this God who oversees all these details and absolutely a moment to be asking God to cause Trump to fall on his knees to fully truly humble himself.
I pray there's
a quote going around of Ronald Reagan was shot at.
That's right.
And
it was that moment that turned his life to Christ
because he would later talk about how that was a moment where he really realized, like, I need to make sure that, he says, from that moment on I consciously was seeking to serve God.
Yeah.
And I think, this could be a similar moment. We need to be praying for Trump in this way. I'm supposed to read one more ad, right?
Not change from this.
I know.
Bullet whizzed past your head.
Right.
You should have been not alive today.
And
you come so close.
Right.
There's to death.
There's concentric circles here of there's something massively political going on.
Yeah.
There's a moment of what happened and we need to talk about that further.
Right.
Don't forget the personal element of this where when a bullet whizzes by your head and you realize that could have been dead right there.
Yeah.
Surely that makes you start thinking about your mortality more and wanting to be right with God and wanting to make your legacy.
Yeah.
Even more faithful.
And you think about the faith of Stonewall Jackson.
Sure.
Didn't retreat.
Weeks after the failed assassination attempt on Reagan.
Right.
We've actually shown this video. I think we've shown this video on the show before. Maybe we've just watched it. But he was speaking somewhere.
Yeah. And a balloon popped. Yeah.
And Reagan doesn't even flinch.
Yeah.
Doesn't skip a beat and says, missed. Just like that, just deadpan.
I remember that.
Missed. Yeah. But it's like
it went right back into a speech.
Yeah, but when you know your hand, your life is in God's hands.
That's right.
You do have the faith of a Stonewall Jackson who says, "Well, I all the days of my life are already numbered.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my business. I do my job. God does His job, and so I know I'm just as safe here on the battlefield as I am at home.
Yeah,
in bed."
Yeah.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Our votes are not enough. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile today. Go to patriotmobile.com/crosspolitic. That's patriotmobile.com/crosspolitics.
So I just want to get this out of the way because we got to talk about just for 30 seconds. Trump's picked his VP today. He picked it.
Let me read his statement. After lengthy deliberation and thought, considering the tremendous talents of many others, I've decided the person best suited to assume the position of Vice President of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. J.D. honorably served our country in the Marine Corps, graduated from Ohio State University in 2 years, summa cum laude, is a Yale Law School graduate, where he was editor of the Yale Law Journal and president of the Yale Law Veterans Association. J.D.'s book, Hillbilly Elegy, became a major bestseller and movie as it championed the hardworking men and women of our country. J.D. has had a very successful business career in technology and finance, and now during the campaign will be strongly focused on the people he fought so brilliantly for, the American workers and farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. J.D. Vance is the VP pick, which...
What are your initial thoughts on that?
My initial thoughts are that this is him doubling down on his...
MAGA crowd.
His sort of populist, I would say semi-conservative, and, you know, sort of culturally Christian, populist, outsider image.
Yeah.
So Vance is, while he did Yale and you know, Marine Corps and so on, is very much an outsider, not an elite, you know, someone who sort of pulled himself up by his own bootstraps.
Yeah.
I think I saw our friend David Bonson said this is probably the worst pick he could make. Not happy with it. I know part of that was it has to do with the struggle that he had to be elected as a senator. I mean, it was a
dogfight.
It was a dogfight, and it was pretty close. He sort of barely got it. I don't know if that's just because Vance is a newbie, brand new guy. But I do think it signals in a certain way. I was talking to some friends at lunch, and some of us were concerned that maybe in this moment of Trump saying, let's pull the whole country together, does he go for like RFK or the Tulsi Gabbard thing?
Conventional wisdom would say, hey, you need to figure out how you can get other groups pick a VP that's going to round out your
something
base.
Something more centrist, some kind of, you know, Democrat light. And so I was concerned that he might do that. I'm much more pleased with this, regardless of exactly what this does for his election chances. I think there's a good chance that the attempted assassination is what will guarantee Trump's reelection. And I think there's a certain kind of additional middle finger to the elites that says, I'm picking J.D. Vance. I don't care if you think he's electable or not.
Right.
I know that he stands up for the little man in America.
That's right.
A lot of people see him as that, blue collar guy who paid his way through law school and cares about normal working Americans, and is relatively conservative.
Yeah.
I believe he's a Roman Catholic Christian.
Oh, J.D.?
I think that's right. But, you know, and we talked about him on the show last week. You know, I think he soft-pedaled abortion.
100%.
He and Rubio
super disappointing.
Both did it.
Because they were both probably number one and number two.
I think they both knew VPs. They were on the list.
Yep.
And I think that's a strike against them both.
Yeah.
That they softened. I think there could have been better ways to be diplomatic about things without budging on the life issue.
Right.
And I think, what's the old saying, Pastor Doug, I think said this somewhere recently, referring to, Paris is worth a mass, referring to a Protestant king who compromised and went and celebrated a mass in order to get crowned king by a Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of moment where you do something sort of political, even though you're not, you don't really believe in it, but for the sake of the politics.
Yeah.
And so
that would be wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
And a strike against his character.
I think
Vance has a lot going for him. He was just at NatCon. Pastor Wilson was at NatCon. You saw the other iconic picture from last week that's now overshadowed by the more iconic picture, but
Al Mohler
and Doug Wilson shaking hands on stage at NatCon. That's a pretty significant thing, but J.D. Vance spoke at the NatCon conference, which means that, you know, Vance is cool with hanging out with people like us, which is one reason why I think that's
a positive
pick.
And
I think it's Trump saying, I don't mind hanging out with you people. I don't mind associated with you guys, even if we have differences on certain things, which I appreciate. I mean, I'm happy to be a part of that. And I think you're going to get another, you know, argument for voting for the Trump Vance ticket is you're going to get more of that in their appointments.
Yeah.
In a Biden administration, you don't get anybody
right.
who thinks anything like you.
Yeah, right.
In a Trump-Vance administration, you're going to get some people that you strongly disagree with yeah. on certain issues, but you're absolutely going to get some people that were at NatCon.
Right.
And people at NatCon are conservative Bible-believing Christians.
Well, I mean, it's not thrown by a conservative Bible-believing Christian.
But there's
Christian,
a whole bunch of them
there.
That's why, it's thrown by an Orthodox Jew who thinks Protestantism is the best.
The right way to go.
Best thing for the world.
Thank
and
you, Jesus.
We're like, thank you, you are.
Yeah. So I actually kind of want to hit some of these next angles here in a way that, one of the things that's happened out of this. So you remember the Democrats have gone after Trump in every which way possible.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't but think that some of their actions was what led to this moment of desperation.
Yeah.
Right? Because you go use lawfare, use the FBI, you use your own Department of Justice, it's like they have gone after Trump at the state level, at the federal level, every which way.
Yeah.
And it's not working. And in fact, every indictment got him more popular.
Right.
And so...
Right.
Well, when all the plays don't work, what's the last play you run?
Yep.
Assassination. So, you couple this with like the no one's up on the roof.
Right.
A 20-year-old kid climbs a ladder that was attached and built into the building.
Right.
Where that would have been like one of the most obvious places to stage a cop.
Right. Right.
And then he climbs up, and then there's video footage. Actually, bring up that video footage while I'm talking. There's video footage of this 20-year-old dude, army crawling up for like 3 minutes.
Mm.
And everyone, you'll see, go ahead and hit play. Everyone synced. So the audio on the left is these people. It's at the same time.
They see Trump this guy up on the roof.
Yep. They see the guy crawling, army crawling. And this video happens for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so... I can't but think, some evidence, at least right now, points to the possibility that Secret Service and the local cops were backing away.
Well, part of what
you or not paying attention.
Yeah.
One
thread I saw pointed out that ordinarily these events, you actually have multiple jurisdictions handling it.
Right.
And you frequently have Secret Service. They're the details surrounding
Trump. They're the closest. Yep.
And then you have them doing the outer ring.
That's right.
And frequently it's local law enforcement that covers inside the ring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so the question is what happened? But is there a possibility that there was just a massive miscommunication?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, some of these people aren't don't necessarily have a badge on.
Yeah.
They could be in street clothes.
Right.
And so is it possible that, Secret Service saw him, but weren't sure who he was.
Right.
Is he with you?
Yeah.
Is he with the sheriff?
Yeah.
Is he with local law enforcement?
Yeah.
Is he FBI? Who is he?
And then one cop apparently climbed up the ladder.
Yep.
Approached him. This has been testimony.
Yeah.
And the guy pointed the gun at him and the cop backed down.
Right.
And then it looks like the shooter popped up over, and that's when he took the shots. Right.
Right.
And so, but I wonder if.
Here you go. Here's all the video. Look at that. They're all going down.
Yeah. So at 2 minutes. So they have video recognition of this guy crawling up stage, and they had 2 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah.
No one checked on it.
Well, or were they?
What do you mean, were they?
Well, I mean, trying to figure out who is this guy. Is that your guy?
Yeah.
Are they on the comms? Are they on the radio saying, is that your guy? Is he with the sheriff? Yeah. I don't know. Let me check the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't get a hold of the sheriff. Is that your guy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have been working on it.
So, those are some fair questions to ask.
Still a fail.
Still a massive fail.
Still a massive fail. Like, you have one job.
Why was anybody not staged even on the rooftops?
Right.
I mean, these are very basic questions. Yeah. I mean, it's a 200-yard, it's less than a 200-yard shot.
Yeah.
We, 1 year before our Fight Laugh Feast conference, we went to this long-range shooting camp in South Dakota.
Yes, we did.
And they coached us. Nate Spearing.
Yeah.
They coached us within like 3 hours of how to shoot 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. With an AR too, which is likely probably what this guy had.
Yeah.
And of course they were dialing in, they were coaching us and holding our hand a little tighter and everything, but we were hitting within hours up to 1,000 yards, excuse me, not 1,000 feet, 1,000 yards. Yeah.
Neil's back there.
Let me make that correction.
He's dying back there.
Yeah, sorry, he's like, Neil, this is not working.
1,000 feet.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's embarrassing. Yeah. But we did it. No. But the point is, 1,000 yards, we were able to do that. This is only, this is within 200 yards.
Yeah.
And so the you know, easeability of that shot from a rooftop,
yeah,
nice angle, all that stuff. It's yeah, crazy to me that they didn't even have yeah, just a cop just standing up there.
Well, so, again, I think part of the question is did they think that was a, I mean, did they think that was some kind of unmarked guy that like was one of their guys?
Who's army crawling up the,
I don't know.
It's pretty sketch.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
I want to bring up the, we're obviously reorganizing this whole show already for Neil. Do we have the sniper pick of the contrast when the snipers were standing up? We didn't get that. Specifically asked for that. What you see is at one point you see the snipers standing up on top of the roof. You know, yeah, Trump's sniper team. They're standing up on the roof. I don't know if we have that picture either, but they're standing up on the roof, and then at some point they got into rifle position and scope position. So they are binoculars from the roof.
Yep.
And then they got into rifle position and scope position. And then within that 3 minutes is when everything all took off.
Yeah.
So that's another question I would have in all this is it looked like to me that the sniper, the good guy, the good sniper, had the bad guy in scope. Mm. He's standing up, looking binoculars, saw, got in a crouch down position and looked through his rifle scope, binoculars into his rifle scope. Mm. And it seems like to me he had him in a scope, but and then the first shot happened, and that's when he shot back.
But isn't there also a further footage? I think I saw one where it's like it shows him down in the scope, the rifle, but then he actually readjusts down.
Yeah, that's the footage I'm talking about.
Yeah,
because he also looks up,
right,
off his scope, which again, this is speculation. Yeah. Subjector is probably the better word for you. Speculation.
Make up a word for escape.
I did. Yeah. I just went for it. Because it looked like he pulled off the scope, looked up when the shot happened, just like reconfirm, and then got back into scope and shot back.
Yeah.
But I think like the last year's the last 4 years narrative, and even, I mean, 2016, they were saying Trump, Russia collusion. They're lying about that. I want to actually play this clip. Let's get to the clip where all these politicians and news outlets have been going after Trump. Can we bring that clip up?
Yeah.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kill
them. How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Whoa.
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Take a look at what happened.
Wow. I mean, to have the Democrats, I mean, just put it all together. Like, you have all this lawfare, DOJ, FBI stuff going on, Russia collusion lies, all this stuff going on for 8 years now. I mean, it's been 8 years. And then you have the Democrats continually saying things like this.
Yep.
You know, and indoctrinating their base into, like, one of the ways you try to win a debate is you just make your opponent look as bad as possible. Like, that's Hitler. And if you can get him to be placed in that category, you've won.
Right.
And, well, you make your opponent look as bad as possible. Well, eventually, and it's not working. You know, it's not working again and again.
Right.
And eventually they're going to ramp it up to be able to meet the violence that category is starting to call for.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Well, the question is, so is this guy, I mean, Crooks.
Yeah.
God tells the craziest stories.
Yeah.
Like
Crooks tried to assassinate the president.
It's
a Pilgrim's Progress. It's always it always gets back to Pilgrim's Progress.
John Bunyan was just
he won.
He was tame.
Yeah.
He was tame.
That's right.
If the rhetoric of the left is right,
mm-hmm.
then he's a hero.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they know it's not.
Yeah,
they know it's not, and this has been a massive, like, just completely just let the air out of the room. Just completely, mm-hmm. like all that intensity. Yeah. And I've been hearing the last couple of days that people that you know, of course, there's been some people who didn't get the memo, who didn't know what time it is, and they're saying, bro, too bad he missed.
Yeah,
and they're getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Too bad he missed, and there's repercussions. There's people getting investigated.
The fireman that died, a couple counties over, one of the firemen tweeted out, too bad he missed.
Yeah.
And he got fired.
Yeah.
And he, so, I mean, even fellow firefighters
were being awful about this. It's absolutely true, but you can't say he's Hitler.
Yeah.
Like, with that one magazine who ran the
New Republic.
New Republic.
You know, I have multiple different magazines. I've been keeping screenshots of all this. But
give him a Hitler headlines, mustache and everything.
Yep, yeah.
If he's Hitler, actually Hitler.
You can Bonhoeffer him.
Then what's wrong with the Bonhoeffering?
Yeah.
If he's actually going to end our republic, mm-hmm. then it's right. But that's not what he's done.
Yeah.
He served 4 years. He did things you didn't like.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But then he stepped down.
Yeah.
You had your 4 years with Biden.
Yeah.
And he hasn't led any kind of armed uprising, and everything that he said is the opposite of that.
Right. Right.
And so, it's
crazy. Insane. And, but this, I mean, like, you know, I started the show at the very beginning talking about his mugshot and how iconic that was. Mm-hmm. And then now he somehow, was able to pull out the most, you know, iconic photo beyond that,
right?
You know,
yeah,
of his Secret Service around him holding up his fist and saying, fight, fight, fight.
When you see that, I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about this on Saturday when you were were doing the live show, but I mean, just inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, regardless, like, like, even just at, like, gut level, like, you can have all kinds mm-hmm. of qualms with him personally. Policy wise,
abortion, all stuff,
these things, and at the same time, when a man is shot at, and is bleeding, and has blood coming off his cheek, and then stands up, hesitates for and says, "Wait," and then lifts his fist and then just says, "Fight."
It's amazing. You can't write that script.
No, and I would say I do think that says something about his character.
Yeah. Sure.
And this is not me saying everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean,
we've always known Trump as a fighter.
Yeah.
Always.
But yeah, exactly. But and in a moment when what does a leader need to do in that moment?
Yeah.
When
not cower away.
Not cower.
Yeah.
Stand tall.
Yeah.
And encourages people.
Yeah.
Even though our worldviews don't sync up entirely.
Yeah.
The fact that there were, I mean, the one man who lost his life in that crowd
was a fireman,
and a Christian man.
That's right.
Corey. I forgot his first name.
Corey.
Or last name.
Corey Copperman or something like that.
Yeah. He, you know, by all accounts, a Christian man, a husband, a father.
His daughter wrote a nice.
Yeah. And died protecting. But like that, who's in that crowd? Christians.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
And he is shot at, stands back up and says, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Keep fighting.
Keep fighting.
Yeah.
That's inspiring.
So, but I think what, you know, this is, and the way God does this for his people, that the wicked always fall in their own traps.
Yep.
And you've seen that multiple times. In fact, the judge just came out today saying that the special counsel was not constitutionally put together correctly.
Yep.
And so now part of the FBI's case against him is out the door.
It's just thrown out. Because
the special counsel wasn't even conducted properly.
Right. It's not constitutional. Apparently,
they can appoint them, but they didn't constitutionally appoint them, that special counsel.
Okay.
So you can do it. I mean, the FBI report that what's his name did under Trump. That was special counsel. But anyways. Okay. Yeah. But the iconic backfiring that is happening right now and the level of like Trump iconography, you know, and the hip hop culture is I mean, 50 Cent did a he was performing that evening and took his album cover of an older album cover with, you know, because he's been a shot. He's been attempted assassination. You can see it right here.
Okay.
And 50 Cent tweets this out and then brings this album cover up at his concert with the one of the main song from the album. I mean, there it is. With Trump. And this is happening across the board. Elon Musk, the day he got shot, he said, I fully endorse Trump.
Right.
And then Bill Ackerman, a billionaire guy, came out, I endorse Trump.
Right.
And all of a sudden, these guys who I think were voting for him kind of privately and behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody has, I think, the stamp of approval. Like, oh, yeah, of course you're going to, you can say that out loud now.
No, the winds have changed significantly.
Yeah.
Again, I said this earlier, but I think there's a good chance that he has, he would win in November. Regardless of who he picked as his VP, he's chosen Vance now. But I think you're absolutely right, but I do think and there's something about that image, that courage, stand up, fight, don't give up. That like everybody wants in on it, and he was talking to the crowd, but by God's providence and that photographer in the video footage catching it, he was speaking to everybody in the country that. You know, has a soul.
That's right. And even the meme world just came out strong. I mean, Matrix, they came out with a meme Matrix with all these bullets whizzing by.
He's Neo.
Trump. Yeah. coming past him.
Yeah.
And everything. But I want to, end here because I think that supposedly they're going to be doing an investigation and the FBI is supposedly responsible for the investigation, which is a load of crock.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the FBI has been going after him. You remember the Hunter Biden laptop that the FBI didn't go after? I mean, like, it's just all these things you can point out. The Russia collusion and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And now they're going to objectively.
We will check into this.
Yeah. We got it from here.
Yeah, right.
We're going to objectively check into this. It just doesn't make sense. And I think Kyle, remember when he had Kyle Serafim on the show? He was the former FBI.
Yeah.
I think he kind of illustrates a little bit how I'm feeling about this whole situation.
There are definitely people that are racist in this country, but the dangerous ones that are committing actual, you know, federal crimes are few and far between, it turns out. It's much easier for the FBI to create those people. And so we would spend months and months watching these guys. And then what they would do is my favorite was this. Like, you'd have a guy, we had a guy who was a Marine and white supremacy minded something. He would wear like a Punisher t-shirt, which I thought was kind of funny because the Punisher was an FBI agent. Anyway, so he's wearing a Punisher t-shirt. He's on a Marine Corps base and he's supposedly being a real jerk online and talking about how he wants to go shoot black cops. And I don't want to get too specific about the case, but we're following him around. They had a team on him for like 3-4 months and he never did anything. So they introduced the standard, which is what's called a confidential human informant or a source. And the source gets in there and, you know, says, hey, like, you want to do some racist stuff? And he's like, yeah, kind of, but not really. I kind of want to get out of the Marine Corps. I hate it here. I kind of want to just go like meet a girl and hold hands and maybe get a job. And they're like, yeah. And then you want to shoot up a police station with black cops in it? And he's like, no, like, I kind of want to see like if that girl really likes me, maybe I could keep her around and maybe we could get an apartment together. Wow. So they try all these things. They put undercovers into him trying to get this guy to go forward with it. And at the end of the day, like, he probably ends up marrying a black girl and having mixed babies. And that's the real arc of the storyline.
Wait. You're ruining white supremacy for me, bro.
I know it. I'm sorry. It's hard.
You can't even trust a white supremacist online anymore.
No, you can't. Most of them are probably feds. And if you meet anybody that's ISIS online, that's definitely feds. Like, they're really, really into that game.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the FBI is like probably the single biggest exporter and also creator of a lot of these terrorism. Because what I found out was the supply is short. They like to create it in so much as they want to instigate it. I'll just give your listeners a free lesson. Please. If you ever meet anybody online that just agrees with all of your worst ideas, especially the violent ones, and wants to help you do them for the exact amount of money that you have, that's a Fed. That's what they look like.
So beware of that.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, I think the other thing not to underestimate is just how foolish wicked people are.
Yeah.
So there's nefariousness, there's plotting, there's stuff like this happening, clearly.
Right.
And there's all kinds of incidents of it. But I think we also just have to remember, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Yep.
And when you reject God, you worship some part of creation, and in this case, you worship your own brilliance, your own amazing whatever ability to run things and manufacture outcomes that these elites have. What happens? Well, it says they become vain in their imaginations, their foolish hearts are darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they become fools.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think we cannot underestimate the potential of mass incompetence.
Yeah.
Like when your whole worldview is built on, I think Thomas Sowell says somewhere like liberalism is a worldview built upon self-congratulation.
Yeah, right.
Your worldview is going around just congratulating everybody about how brilliant and amazing and open-minded and multicultural and diverse they are.
Mm-hmm.
You really do create bubbles where who thought it was a good idea to put Biden on that debate stage?
Yeah.
Like, the same people that did that are running this.
And it was their request to do the debate earlier, not Trump's.
I mean, like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But I just think we cannot underestimate. I mean, you should have a tinfoil hat somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because there's totally are whacked things happening.
Yeah.
And at the same time, don't underestimate the utter incompetence of people who have decided that they can make the world however they want. I mean, people think that a boy can become a girl, a girl can be a boy, a marriage is whatever they define it as.
Yeah.
And if you don't go along with that, you're a hateful bigot.
You're Hitler.
You're Hitler. Yeah. And it's like, okay, that's the world we're living in, people. Yeah. So how is it, like, they don't know what the difference between a blob of tissue and a baby.
Right.
So how would we expect them to catch the shooter on the roof?
Yeah. That's right.
like, I mean,
you missed it. You done missed it.
Yeah. You done messed up, Aaron.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Well, and I think, you know, when a mom and dad have their first baby, like, everything's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you don't know what all those that change is, but what was life before is different.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of ways with this situation, I mean, like an attempted assassination on the likely president in November.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's changed.
That was massively historic. And I pray that it's a change all the way across the board. I mean, an inch. I mean, God spared us.
Yeah.
God not only spared Trump's life, but he spared us. I mean, I think things could have been thrown into massive chaos if Trump is dead. Yeah. What's happening right now at the Republican National Convention if Trump is dead?
Yeah.
It's chaos at the Republican National
Convention. Because they intentionally tried to kill him before the convention. Who's your nominee now?
Yeah. And so it's God spared us on a number of levels. Yeah. And if somebody takes out our figurehead, what are the chances that a whole bunch of people on our end of things say, that's it. Yeah. We can't get anything done around here. They just shot our leader and they take up violent arms. Yeah. And we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, that's God spared us. God spared Trump. And I think, we need to be praying that God uses this in the fact that we're having all these conversations, we didn't even get to it on this in the show, but like the fact that it is pretty like commonplace for a bunch of people to point out that why are we having women in the Secret Service?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have time to talk about that, but look at what DEI did to us. Yeah. And we, I mean, like seriously, a whole bunch of conservatives are saying, why are women in the police force? Why are women in active duty military service? Mm-hmm. Why are women trying to protect our presidents and other people? And because of these DEI policies, a man is dead.
Yeah.
Our president was nearly killed.
Yep.
And several of the people are wounded.
Right.
That's because of DEI policies. That's because of these crazy people who think that they can remake the world in their own, according to their own vain imaginations. Yeah. And that's shifting an Overton window. And we ought to be praying that with that, Trump's heart is shifted even further.
That's right. Amen.
And that, I mean, particularly on issues of life, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe God would use this to shake up him to recognize, look, that was an inch difference.
Yeah.
How much does life matter?
Yeah. How much does your soul matter?
How much do lives matter and how much do babies' lives matter?
Right.
We ought to be praying for repentance all the way down in our land, and that this would be a really helpful trigger by the Holy Spirit getting people right with Him.
And we know that the waves billow and the wind roars, and as Christians we don't fear, and we know our marching orders. Everyone. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Everyone should know their marching orders. So if you're single, get married. If you're married, have kids. If you have kids, go baptize them. Till tomorrow, love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go fight, laugh, and feast. This is Cross Politics.